Hi, I'm Christina, and I achieved the thing that a lot of foster kids could only dream of. I found my real family, and now I'm incredibly happy. I've never even thought before that I was an adopted child. We used to be a very close family, not without problems, of course, but those were always easily solvable. My parents definitely loved me, pampered me sometimes, and helped me when I needed it. All in all, a good family. I grew up fully confident that our family was more than fine. Some of my friends' parents forced them to study extra hard, or kept them grounded almost forever, or otherwise limited their freedom in a multitude of different ways. And you know how teenagers react to things like that. Yet my parents were just great. When I told them that I wanted to become a designer, no one yelled at me. No one said that my choice was garbage, as my friends' parents did on a similar occasion. Instead, they hired an art teacher to develop my skills and told me about several nearby art colleges and universities. I've never had any problems with money because my mom made a good living. Dad was a writer, not a popular one, but strongly immersed in his craft. But he didn't earn much, so he was much more like a house husband. Mom was pretty okay with that. Dad always took care of the chores, and they really loved each other, and me too. I had brand name clothes, the latest gadgets, essentially anything a teenage girl could ever wish for. Once, Mom and Dad even took me to Paris just because I really wanted to see the Louvre with my own eyes. Yet, I wasn't just a pampered never-do-well. I have my own responsibilities. I even had a part-time job like any teenager my age wants to. Since I was 15, I helped my father sort out papers, did home bookkeeping to learn how to handle money, and sometimes assisted my mother in her business, performing the functions of a secretary. My life was great and everything was okay. But then, someone made a joke by saying that I didn't look like my parents. At first, it hurt me a lot, because I was clearly Mom and Dad's daughter. But then, it dawned on me. My dad was a tall, handsome, blue-eyed, blonde-haired man. Mom looked just like him, although her hair was a little bit brighter. And there was I, raven-haired girl with brown eyes. The deal with the color of my eyes confused me the most. A child of two blue-eyed blondes could never get brown eyes. According to my genetic biology studies, it was straight up impossible. So I confronted my parents and asked them about it point blank. And they made a stunning revelation. It turned out I really was an adopted child. Mom and Dad told me that they still considered me their daughter no matter what. Yet they didn't want to lie to me, and I was very thankful to them for their honesty. And then I tracked down my real parents. My adoptive mother helped me. She recalled the name and the last name of a woman who gave her the child many years ago. I didn't know what I wanted to find, although I wasn't even sure that I wanted to see those who left me. Mom refused to go with me. She told me that it was my own choice, and that I was already old enough to make a conclusion for myself. So I took a basket full of fruit and went to visit my birth parents all by myself. It turned out that I was overthinking a lot. My birth parents weren't bandits, homeless, or addicts. They were just a normal couple, nothing dangerous or special. Sure, they didn't have a fancy house in a nice neighborhood. They lived in a very small two-room cottage, but their home was always clean and tidy, and they were really glad to meet me. So we started communicating. My adoptive mom was not too happy about that, of course, but she didn't forbid me of anything. So I spent a lot of time with my birth parents. They said that they were happy to meet me. I even helped them make repairs, so that I could stay overnight whenever I wanted to. We went to a cafe several times, but far more often, we just bought groceries together and then cooked dinner in the cramped kitchen like a real family. Then my parents admitted that they had problems. At one time, my real dad maxed out several credit cards and could not return the money in time. Then Mom and Dad decided to give me up for adoption, because they did not have money to raise me properly, and my real parents were still paying off those debts. Mom wasn't able to work because she was ill and had no money for medicine. And Dad earned a pittance, barely enough for food or paying off the debts. It all seemed terribly unfair to me, and I decided to help. I asked my adoptive mother for money for my biological mom and to pay off those horrible debts. And then we had a fight for the first time in my life. Mom told me that all those stories were complete nonsense, that I behaved like a naive little girl fool, not like a reasonable person. And so she refused to give me any money. But after that, she even blocked my card and locked me off of my bank account. She told me that I wasn't responsible enough to manage those. But I just wanted to help my real parents. What's wrong with that? That's when I defiantly left home and moved to my real parents' two-room cottage, and they actually welcomed me back. Unfortunately, my new life is a hard one. Besides, I really wanted to apologize to my adoptive mom. Of course, I'm a big, independent girl now. I have a real job and give all the money to my real parents to help them with medicine and debt. But I still do love my adoptive mom, and I still don't understand why she called me naive and irresponsible.
Hi, I'm Donna, Christina's mom. Her adoptive mom, to be precise. But I have long considered her a true child of my own. That's why our current situation just feels so painful and wrong. Christina doesn't know her parents' true story, and I could never bring myself to tell her the truth. Such info could easily break her spirit. I met Linda, Christina's real mom, long ago, back when she was pregnant, and I was seeing a special doctor because I really wanted to get pregnant, but wasn't able to. We often saw each other in the waiting room and soon became acquainted. She was constantly complaining about her hard life and her husband, who has a gambling problem. I've always believed that children were of utmost importance, so I decided to help Linda. I brought her fruits and vitamins, visited their home several times, but deep inside me, I always considered that the whole situation was totally unfair. Linda was pregnant, but she didn't want to have children, and I really wanted to become a parent, to give birth to a baby, to be a loving mother, but I wasn't able to do so. Of course, all of that wasn't Linda's fault, so I kept these thoughts to myself. Still, I must have given myself away, because Linda once suggested that I buy the child from her. Of course, I accepted this suggestion. Linda didn't even try to hold her baby. As soon as she came back to her senses, she grabbed the money and left. And that's how my husband and I got to know our girl from her very first day. My husband and I brought Christina up without any outside help. There were mistakes, worries, and sleepless nights. Yet we always loved her and helped her. And we were successful. Our daughter grew up healthy, cute, and so smart. I tried to meet with Linda several times. I thought that the total separation of mother and child was just wrong. But Linda herself didn't want to meet the kid. Once, she even told me that she had never thought of Christina as her daughter. And by the way, Linda spent all the money we gave her on gambling. It turned out that both her husband and her were gambling addicts. Since then, I never gave my daughter's biological parents a second thought. Yet, once, she herself asked why she was so different from me and her father. I did plan to tell Christina that she was actually an adopted child. You see, I just had to do it in one way or another, and the right way. And when it was time, my husband and I decided to tell her the truth. And we got lucky. Christina was a very smart and rational child. She didn't fight with us or throw any temper tantrums. Now, my husband and I finally felt at ease, but boy, were we wrong. Soon, Christina decided to meet with her biological parents. It was an alarming decision. You know, I've been keeping an eye on them, and I knew that they weren't the best people around. Still, I allowed my girl to meet them, and that ended up being a horrible mistake. Linda and her husband are masterful manipulators. They can look incredibly friendly, cordial, or even loving if they need to. They really wanted to charm their newfound daughter because she had all the money, and Linda and her husband needed that money to pay off their gambling debts. Christina was their chance, and they weren't going to let that chance slip by. I really hoped that my girl was smart enough to see through their trickery. Unfortunately, Christina was too naive to escape Linda's trap. My girl actually believed those charlatans. They even managed to make her think that she ought to help them. Now, all these events really took a bad turn. Christina doesn't want to listen to us. She listens only to Linda's lies now. I'm so afraid for my girl, but now my hands are tied. I've already done everything in my power. Now I can only hope that my girl will finally see the light and understand Linda's terrible ploy. What would you do if you were Christina? And what would you do if you were Donna? Tell us all about it in the comments. Like the video, share it with your friends, and make sure that your friends really are what they seem.